Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your teaching tip based on David Bosseau's book, Plain Speaking. And today we're talking about speaking with life. What does that mean? What does it mean for your lesson to have life in it? Does it contain a spark? If so, it will fly from your mouth to your listener's heart and set it aflame. What does life look like in a speaker? Enthusiasm. Bosseau shares three healthy expressions of enthusiasm in a preacher. Let me give them to you now. Number one, gestures. Enthusiasm comes out in our gestures. The body naturally moves when we're excited about something. So perhaps we don't need to think too much about the details of our gestures, but a lack of movement is likely a sign that we lack enthusiasm in our subject. No artificial use of gestures will fix that. However, pay attention to any distracting movements. Watching yourself on camera will reveal any problems in that area, and consider any points in your lesson that would be helpfully highlighted by movement. You might want to move your whole body to one side or another or something like that. Secondly, confidence. Now, arrogance and confidence are poles apart, though they can sometimes look a bit similar. I'm guessing you wouldn't be engaging with this material if you were arrogant. Anyway, therefore, let's focus on confidence. The right kind of confidence comes from good preparation, making your main point a personal conviction, avoiding hypocrisy, and trusting that God is with you, working through you, through his word then, through you, by the power of the Spirit for the people you're speaking to. Confidence. And thirdly, conviction. Speak your mind. Jesus was gentle, he was merciful, he was kind, but he was also very clear. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Don't be like the preacher who people said he almost said something. Bear in mind that conviction can come across as overbearing, pompous, and harsh. Ask someone you consider safe as to how you come across when sharing your convictions. So what are your thoughts on speaking with life? Next time, we're going to go on to explore how to speak with an interesting and clear voice. Until the next time, remember to always keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.